I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week. Every fucking week.
Oh my one god. More. This is like, Jesus Christ, how many birthdays are there?
Well, I was going to limit it to four, but I...
Yeah, but you just couldn't. You just couldn't. Just
one more. Do we have time? Just like, by the way, I'm offended. Because they said on their most recent episode of the Little Fatty Cast that I do not listen.
Yeah.
And I do.
Oh.
So do I have time for just one more, Daniel? Just one more.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Just, yeah, you got okay. time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I do not listen.
Oh my one god. More. This is like, Jesus Christ.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 4641. BFO for Monday the 24th of November 2025. Y'all coming up on today. Say it with me. I'm going to tell you all about the weekend, and there's another entry in the contest. Was Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you shoppers today, because y'all, this is the kickoff of Spanksgiving week. And, you know, then at the end of the week, it'll be for right. And y'all, people will be decorating. Y'all, helpful hint from Heloise here. Don't wait until Wednesday to do your Tom Turkey Day shopping. Y'all get it done and get it behind you and get everything you need at home. Because y'all, the stores, it'll be an absolute madhouse is what it'll be. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like when everybody goes back home and gets with the family. It'll be an absolute madhouse. Well, you know, you got a point there. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, the time is almost up for you to name the mechanicals on Ruination, the early years. Y'all, all you have to do is send a message. You can call it in. You can e-letter it. You can post it at the www. Or send it. Carry a pigeon. And y'all get it in here to Big Fatty. Y'all, the entry deadline is Tom Turkey Day. That's this coming Thursday at midnight, the stroke of midnight. And y'all, then the winning names will be announced this Saturday. In fact, the mechanicals will let you know what their names are when you listen to Ruination, the early years, this coming Saturday. And y'all, the winner will receive Miss Bacon's money. Y'all, well, I've just finished recording the LFC, and Veda, old Veda, he provided his entries for the contest. He says it's quite obvious. It's quite obvious that the male host should be Lawrence, and the female host should be Kathleen. Big Fatty, he is sucking up to the money bags. It's true. So y'all, get your entries in. Y'all, it's a big old bag of silver coins that Miss Bacon is providing. And y'all, it could be yours. Don't forget, Thursday is the deadline. Yes, Big Fatty. Thank you. recall, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the right little show. And y'all, I'm trying to think. Y'all, I did go to the Costco and procured a few things. I don't remember what all I got, though, and that's fine, but there were a couple of things that I needed to get. Y'all, I will say the Costco, did I tell this already? I don't know if I did or not. I may have, but the Costco's got the Tom Turkey Dinner for like $3.39 a pound, and it comes with the turkey breast, and dressing, and mashed potatoes, and green beans, and cranberry sauce. And y'all, it worked out to about $30, I guess. And y'all, they had lots of Tom Turkey Dinners. So maybe on Friday, you can get it for cheaper. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, not a whole lot happened on Thursday that I can recall. Y'all, it's been warm here. It's been up in the upper 70s. I think we hit 80 one day this weekend, but I think it's supposed to chill down a little bit as we get closer to Tom Turkey Day. And anyway, let's see. What was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all got up on Friday. Yo, by the way, just a programming note here. Y'all, there will be no senior size class this week because it's Tom Turkey Week. So, and you know, nobody's going to be there on Thursday anyway. So, and people are traveling and all. So, to hell with exercise this week. But, y'all, I did do my nipple walking. I've done Fat Acres. Sunday, I got a new count for you. Y'all, this was Sunday morning, I'm sure. I'm sure there were additional decorations that went up Sunday afternoon because, you know, a lot of people wait till Tom Turkey Week to put up the decorations. Y'all, 73 on Sunday morning. So we'll see how that increases as the week goes along. And y'all, that was up from 38 the last time I counted, or maybe it was 42 or 43, something like that. Anyway, it was considerably less. y'all, I one thing I forgot to mention when we went to see Wicked for Good, which, by the way, Mr. Cackle said he thought it was weird. But y'all, but you know what can you say? You know, bless his heart. And but y'all, I dressed as the wizard when we went to see the movie. And y'all, after it was over, all these different folks, oh, can we have our picture? Can you take our picture with the wizard? Mr. Wizard, will you be in our picture? And I said, of course, you know. Yes, Big Fatty, you big old ham. It's true. Y'all, that was kind of fun. And but anyway, Friday, was preparing. Y'all, we had the big meat brufkus for supper. Started off with some delicious cheese dip and what else do we have? Y'all, they're not ultra processed. It's the Simply version of the tortilla chips. It's just the cone and avocado oil and salt. That's all there is. And y'all, they're delicious. Of course, they're very expensive because, you know, they don't have to put all those other things in there. But anyway, I had that. And then we had Bafran and sausage links. And I made British Bafran. And we had scrambled eggs and hash brown potatoes and grits. And then for dessert, we had, y'all, I'd gotten the Great American Cobbler Company apple crisp, And y'all, it was all right. I probably won't buy that one again. But the peach and the blackberry and the blueberry are delicious. So those will be on the list next time they go on sale. But anyway, we had just a lovely evening. Now, y'all, of course, when you get Granny and Durwood and the Nip together, y'all, there's bound to be some shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Now, y'all, I put out the Christmas candies and all on the table and all. And, Granny and the Nip were sitting on the settee, and it was about the evening was coming to an end, and the Nip, you know, he gets involved in his cellular telephonic device and kind of listens to what's going on, but isn't really concentrating. And he turns to Granny and says, "Granny, I'm surprised you didn't have any of these green beans." And we all looked at him like, "What in the hell are you talking about?" I said, "What?" He says, "I'm surprised you didn't have any of these green beans." Y'all, there was a bowl of red and green peanut M&Ms sitting there. So that was, I guess that was the green beans. Fatty, he ain't right. He's not. So y'all, if you're in the candy aisle, pick you up some red and green beans. Red beans and green beans. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, there's been an expense. There's been an expense to the BFO. Y'all, I have to have software to upload the little show up to the GoDaddy. And I was using the truck. Veda hooked me up with the truck, and all of a sudden I get this message, your free version of the truck has expired. And y'all, $45. $45 to make sure you have green beans to listen to. Yes, Big Fatty. That's just something that was on the list here. And y'all, on Saturday, y'all, I got a call from the number one fan of the BFO times two. You know, that's that Bill in St. Louis. Y'all, he's behind. You know, everybody is so far behind, and he was calling to offer his condolences and apologies. He's just gotten to the point where he heard about my brother passing away. Now, y'all, that was June the 25th. Yes, Big Fatty, nothing like a number one fan that's 6 months behind. I agree. But, you know, that's okay. Y'all, you don't have to listen. You don't have to stay up to date. But we had a nice conversation, and he and hubby Craig are down there in the Flow Rider for the chilly months. Oh, Big Fatty, are they making chili? No, the cooler months. Oh, that's different than chili, yes. And y'all, then Miss Bacon had sent me something that she had seen on the Face Space, and y'all, it was from that Gavin. You know, remember Gavin? He was the host of the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all been to met Gavin at a horror event in the Washington's DC, and he's been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex many times, and to Pride 48 in Lost Wages and down there in Nolens. And you know, his husband Jim passed away earlier this year. And the thing that Miss Bacon sent me, Gavin had posted the 20 more work days until he was going to retire. And y'all, Gavin has been on my mind here lately, you know, because, you know, adjusting to being alone after being with someone for many, many years, it's an adjustment. Yes, Big Fatty. And so y'all, I sent him a testimonium and said, "Did I read right that you're retiring in 20 days?" And he says, "Yes, January the 1st. I said, "Well, do you have a moment that you can chat? And he says, yes. And so, y'all, I gave him a call, and we chatted, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or so. But, y'all, he wanted me to say, to tell everyone hello, and that he's planning on moving to Arizona, Tucson, I believe, Tucson, I don't know, because his sister and his mama are out there. Yes, Big Fatty, tell your mama and them I said hi. And so he's preparing the home in Jersey. And y'all, I reminded him that the leather weather weekend was coming up in January. He said he wasn't sure he'd be able to make it because of selling the homestead and all, but he thought he would definitely give it a thought. And y'all, then on Saturday afternoon, y'all, I get a brrp, brrp, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, 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 I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, this was one of my gentleman callers that I've been hooking up with for decades, that he's just recently come back into the stable. And he said, Brick Ready, what are you doing? I said, waiting for you to come over. He says, on my way. And y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. It was a lovely way to finish up a Saturday. Y'all, by the way, speaking of Saturday, y'all, this past Saturday was the last day for Michelle Miller and what's her name? The other lady that does CBS Saturday Morning. name escapes me, but y'all, that was her last day. But y'all, that pretty much was my weekend.
Big Fatty, her name is Dana Jacobson, you silly thing.
Oh, okay, guys. So y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday, y'all. The schools are out here in Charleston, so the traffic won't be bad. But y'all, if you're traveling, please travel safe. Y'all, Moose P and his husband Kyle, they just got back from seeing some of the little shows up there in New York City. New York City? Yes, they were on Broadway. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. In the footlights. Yes, they were. Y'all, speaking of in the footlights, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. You know, they're on Waycay for a couple of weeks now. And, Adam, anything you want to say?
I do not listen.
Oh, my One God. More. This is like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, that's okay. We don't listen to you either, except on Mondays now.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.